Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macchioz. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Heinz Becker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0 for 1 in the game. Macchioz hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Edwards scores. Becker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway strikes out. One out. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0 for 2 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Conway fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Fierenz now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell now playing left field. Pat Cioran now playing right field. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Steve Grimek now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to second. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-3 in the game. Conway bunts towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Grimek moves to second. One out. Tom Farrick now pitching. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-3 in the game. Macioas hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Cioran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cioran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cioran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a pop-up towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.